Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my Uben Froben, Froben.
Oh, God.
Record breaking husband, Chris Ramsey. Couldn't even see.
Is that record breaking to do with me work and my career, or record breaking to do with the fact that I've Uben Froobed more than anyone else?
That's the one.
Just since last week, since I heard what
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, yeah, you've been on a spree.
Straight so out there on a spree. My mouth covered in sores. Looks like one of the things from The Last of Us. Awful. Literally, again, if you haven't heard last week's episode, we better go back and listen. We found out that Uben Froben was basically some people. I don't even want to mention what it is again.
It if you haven't heard it, go back.
It's one of them things, again, like the fishbowl with the bit of gob floating in it. Sometimes something hits a nerve with people. And that seems to be a thing that's really upset people.
So but if you are new to the podcast, apologies, forget all of that. You don't need to listen to the back catalogue. It's all right, it's canny, but you don't have to. And I hate it when people talk about stuff that's gone on a podcast.
Well,
so let's stop.
Bloke came to the house today to pick something up, right? Yeah. And I was talking to him outside and he said, oh, I love the podcast, I love listening, big fan. His name was Paul, big shout, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
But Paul will hear this in about 4 years' time. Because he said, I love the podcast. He went, but me and my wife only listen when we're on a long journey together because we don't like listening without it. We don't have time to any other points in our life where they can listen to podcasts.
Okay.
I went, right. I went, you must have some catching up to do then. He went, mate, you've just come out of Strictly? I went,
he's got a full pandemic
to come. You've got a global pandemic to come, mate. You've got a roller coaster of emotions.
I don't think I could listen to that back.
Nah, I don't think so.
No.
I was in a dark place.
You were in a really dark place.
Wasn't it? 3 tours cancelled.
I was just quite medicated throughout the full thing.
Well, there we go. So,
wine.
Wine. Right, I was going to say that's something I didn't know about. So there we go. So it's episode 202.
That's canny.
How exciting! We've finally started because I had to sit and wait for Rosie to finish a Freddo.
Found it in a bag.
Yeah, found it in a bag. Still, it was a caramel Freddo, wasn't it? You're still thinking about your teeth there.
Yeah, sorry. You're still okay, fair about enough.
It. That's great. Okay, without further ado, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is...
Uben Froben.
No. This week's sponsor is...
Fruit.
This week's sponsor is...
Tubes. The rivalry. No? Anything yogurt. Sorry, you're not gonna like really it. Irritating.
Right, this week's sponsor is the state of the toilet seat after she's put a fake tan on.
Oh
my fucking lord.
I think he means me.
I do mean you, but I also mean blokes out there who have wives and partners who put their fake tan on and then obviously you have to sit down to wee.
Some men put fake tan on.
Yes, but they don't have to sit down to wee.
They sit down to shit though, don't they?
Well, everyone
sits down to shit. What are you trying to say?
Cowards with no fucking bravery sit down to shit.
Terrible quads.
Yeah. I stand on the back of the toilet cistern, me. Not even on the round bit. I stand on the bit where the flush is. Drop it in. No, but seriously, it looks like someone made of chocolate has sat down on the toilet for too long on a hot day. It's disgusting. The whole white thing is just like...
I'm really surprised it happened. I don't know why. I've used the same tan for a long time and it hasn't done that before.
I don't know. You must have just tanned more.
Maybe I pissed on myself.
Honestly.
Maybe it wetted a little bit.
It looks like, and I'm going to get really disgusting here, it looks like, you know that scene in Ghost where they do the pottery and then they have sex? It looks like straight after that, instead of jumping in the shower, she just went and sat in the bog and let the spunk drop out into the toilet.
Oh, God.
And got all the pottery stuff all over her. I said I was going to go dirty.
Pottery stuff on the thing. Do they have sex straight after that?
That scene. It's a famous scene. It is sex. They're doing the sex on the scene.
I remember a lot of, like, from behind and caressing the pottery, but I don't remember a sex scene.
I mean, don't know if the scene's in, but I doubt they stopped. They didn't look like they were going to stop. I imagine the sex happened straight away.
You don't. So you, hang on. You just paused in saying there's a sex scene where they're getting pottery dust
are
all over them.
Are you trying to dust? Fucking
clay.
Clay. Fucking juice. Are you trying to claim that they don't have sex in that scene in Ghost?
I can't remember, you know.
In what world would that scene lead to them going, that's enough kissing, let's get all this off, all right, fish and chips? They obviously had sex.
Christopher, don't assume that people are just knocking it off.
Wow.
Left, right and centre.
Brilliant.
What was the song?
Oh, don't.
I can't
remember. Jingle. Don't
what
be singing.
Was the song?
No. Sing it. In your head, you've got I Will Always Love You, haven't you? And it's not I Will Always Love You.
No, I don't. Oh,
please don't. No.
Right.
Guys, jingle. Go. Put a jingle on.
Okay,
no,
here's the jingle.
Jingle. Go away with that. Nice one, lads. Nice one, everyone. Congrats.
Ghosts.
Oh, Fox is Googling it.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Oh.
Fucking hell.
My glove.
My glove.
Yeah. Unchained Melody.
Yeah.
By the Righteous Brothers. That's a song.
Right.
I like to know these things.
Are you going
to
say hello and welcome back? Or are you
hello,
gonna...
welcome back to
Apologies,
the podcast.
You're stupid singing.
Lovely to have you both back.
Honestly.
Just Google that.
Lovely
and
to have both. Lovely to have you both back. We got two listeners.
Oh, I don't know what I'm saying.
Get off
anymore.
Your laptop. Look
I know,
at songs.
Sorry.
Concentrate on this.
Fair enough.
This is the podcast. This is it. So there we go.
This is it.
Yes. So, you all right?
I am, you know, I'm good. I'm actually good today. Had a bad day yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah, just was miserable as sin. But I'm all right today.
Happens.
Do you know what? I'm really struggling at the minute with when I'm with the kids, I want to be away from the kids.
Wow.
And when my mum comes to pick Rafe up, Robin goes to school, my mum gets Rafe and I'm like, oh, I can breathe, right? Get some work done, blah, blah, blah. During the day, I'm really sad.
Until they come back.
Because I miss them.
Yeah.
And then they come back and me mood is lifted. Yeah. And I'm like, what is this? What the fuck
it's
is this life?
It's how they get you.
Chris, I'd
it's
never...
how they get you.
I just can't understand it. It's so odd. And then I just sometimes think of like my old life before I had the kids and I just didn't feel any sort of guilt or anything. I just didn't feel anything. I could just do whatever I wanted, go whenever, wherever I wanted, get up whatever time I wanted, obviously job allowing. And now it's mental, but then at the same time, I miss them.
That's how they get
and
you.
I'm sad when I'm not with them.
Yep. It's an emotional rollercoaster. Having kids is all the emotions.
God,
it's all
insane.
Of the emotions turned up to fucking 15.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Anyway.
And that's the thing. If someone's like, because I often think that when we first got together and we had days off work, if I wasn't on tour and you didn't have anything, what am I kidding? You did fuck all.
I had a job. Thank you very much. I've always had a job.
Part time.
Until I had Robin.
Part time. I'm joking. I'm winding you up.
Why'd you do it though? It's not funny.
Well,
you say these
guaranteed
things.
There'll be people laughing. I guarantee you, on this comedy podcast, there'll have been people laughing out there. Just because you can't hear them, right?
Maybe
both of them,
our,
as you said.
Maybe in our normal life, Chris, at the minute, has just been winding me up and I'm not in the mood for it.
Got,
he's been saying a lot of things that have really hurt us recently that are meant in his goals. I'm only joking. You go, well, it was actually really hurt.
Okay.
Well.
Yeah. Right.
Right, go on then.
So
I didn't work.
So back to you being a lazy cow. So, as I was saying, no, but the days where we'd have nothing to do. You know, listener, you know yourself, when you had nothing, when you were young, early 20s or teens or whatever, when you didn't have kids and you'd watch a telly until really late at night, and then the next day, if it was like a Sunday, you'd have a lazy Sunday and you'd lie. If someone said to me now, like if my mum and dad were like, look, I'll have the kids and you just lie in bed watching telly all day, I wouldn't be able to do it.
No,
I'd feel
you
guilty.
Can't.
I'd feel weird. I'd be like, I can't lie. I mean, not that they would ever say you can lie in bed all day. They'd be like, they'd do the normal thing of, you're doing the podcast today and then,
oh,
you just...
Oh, yeah, what work have you done today?
What work have you specifically done today? Because we've had the kids. What specific... Fuck, stuff, man. Fuck off. Just stuff.
I know.
You only see them a couple of times a week, man.
Get both our kids in full-time school. That's what I'm saying. But then at the same time, please keep Rafe little, because... I don't want him to grow up. Oh, it's just it. Sorry. Apologies to anyone who doesn't have children. I can imagine this being very weird and boring to listen to, but it's just an emotional roller coaster.
Oh, yes. Big love to all the parents out there. You're doing fine. You're doing
fine.
Oh, with all. Yes. You're all doing fine.
I feel some days like I'm melting.
Right, well.
Into a little pot of shit.
Right, yes. I agree with the pot of shit bit.
Yeah.
You start melting on the toilet. You started that's melting into I'm a melting, little pot I'm of melting shit. Away. Oh, my pot of shit. My melted pot of shit.
It's a horrible thought.
For your melted crunch. Shit. No crunch, not unmelted shit. No crunch, no crunch. Babadoo, 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 ba. So listen, guys. We're sorry to ask because you always are so good and you always rally to the cause and vote for. Whenever we ask you to vote for stuff, we always ask. And we're going to ask you again.
Here he is.
We were on the long list for the National Comedy Awards for the TV show, the Christmas Movie Reality Show, and Shag Married Annoyed, the podcast. And now the shortlist has been revealed. You lot voting like a bunch of legends. Thank you so much. Have got on the shortlist. And now, even if you have voted, it's a new vote now. Please, 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 please vote again.
Oh, they're not going to.
They are, because they're
twice.
Awesome. I know they will.
Twice.
More than twice. Use all your email accounts.
No, I'm now, saying, but if you'd voted already to get along, like shortlisted, I would not be voting again.
Do not fucking listen to this melted pot of shit next to me, everyone.
I know, but no, I'm on your
Takes
side.
2 minutes.
I'm on your side, Takes 2 minutes. I fucking wouldn't be bothering. Takes but would really appreciate if you did. But just being honest, if I'd already voted, if I'd put me shit in that website, or you have to put it in twice.
It takes
and
two
then
seconds.
if I had to do it again, I'd be like, fuck that.
Right. This is the
but
worst.
But honestly, we would really appreciate it.
Advert for asking.
It
literally. So is there something we can do with this podcast where your voice comes out of one headphone and mine comes out the other? And then in this bit, you can just skip back and just take the headphone out with Rosie on and just listen to what I'm saying.
Okay.
Please vote. It would be amazing if you voted. We really would appreciate it.
Chris really wants to win again.
I would love to win it for the TV show.
I know,
we're
don't get me wrong.
Some absolutely blinding TV shows on there.
Yeah, we're like Graham Norton. We're against Graham Norton and Taskmaster.
Taskmaster, Graham Norton, Bob Mortimer and Paul Whitehouse's fishing thing.
Yes.
It's mad.
That's pretty cool, isn't
it? Yeah, it's amazing. So, and I'm not controversially, right? I'm probably not allowed to say vote with all of your email accounts. All I'm saying is vote with all of the ones you remember the password for.
Obviously,
okay, that you can actually, your old school Hotmail one that was a load of letters and numbers, that's like one of the rappers that are out now. Vote with that one as well.
Oh, we're going to mention
the podcast.
The main thing.
The main
that
thing
you spotted yesterday.
I did spot this yesterday.
Yeah.
And I am very proud and honoured that you are in the podcast nomination category, shortlist,
and
in the entertainment category, you're the only woman.
I know.
You are the only
woman. Proper rep and all the slags.
Lasses out there, get behind it, sisters. She's the only woman represented in those two categories.
That's quite bad,
Rosie.
Thank you.
Proud of you. Well done.
Sisters.
This is a man's world.
Well, not anymore. It's not fucking not.
No.
That's crazy, actually, though, isn't it? But it's pretty cool.
Well done,
pretty cool.
Yeah, amazing stuff. I mean, you've had to be on my coattails to get there. But it is awesome that you're there. And to be fair, sisters, get behind her. Get her voted for.
He's desperate to win
lovely.
This. He is desperate to win this. Well, you just won it twice, didn't you? Because that's pretty cool. If we win it, because we won it.
Three of them trophies if we win
that
it.
Would be
the
nice.
The trophy's awesome.
Well, actually, right, here's another thing. Sorry that we're still talking about this, but we need two of them, because if we ever split up, who's having them? Who's having them?
Oh, but if we get three, who's having the third one?
Sandra.
That is a fair point.
She doesn't love this relationship.
Oh, go on then. I'll have that. Yeah, that'd be
I'll
great.
Thanks, Dylan. Someone will have that.
So there you go. So why not vote? Because you love the podcast, because we love you. Thank you very much. And for the TV show. And for feminism.
He's clutching
at
straws, yeah.
What about that?
Purely clutching.
Lads out there, you know, all the ones who, you know, I'm gonna, you know, after the ceremony, we will go home and Rosie will have me tea on the table. Am I right?
Wow.
Am I right, guys? Am I right? There
no.
Yeah. No, we've got to win. You've got Rosie. Not everyone's a feminist. I've got to win.
Not everyone's a bastard.
Yeah, well, some bastards are. They've got email accounts. They might have loads.
That is true.
So
everyone can have an email
account. The tea will be on the table when I get in from the
egg
award ceremony.
Egg, chips and beans.
Yeah, and I'll throw the first lot in the bin and say it's not done properly and she'll do it again.
Yeah, there I will.
So there we go.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Question, Christopher. Yeah. Why do our children call oranges suck boys?
Really strange.
Where has that come from?
I don't
know.
And
why do I now say to my 7-year-old son in the morning, would you like a suck boy with your toast?
And it's a large orange,
so, yes.
One of the massive ones you get from the shop, right? And we cut it up in 8 segments.
Uh-huh.
And it was because when he was little, he just used to suck them. And I don't know who named them. I wasn't part of this. I remember coming in and it was like suck boys. And I was like, I beg your fucking pardon.
I've got a memory of suck boy.
Suck boy.
So I feel like I've started this,
right,
and it's just carried on for years.
So now it's like suck. Now it's like, can I have a suck boy? And I'm like, there was a decorator in the other day, and Robin's like, can I have a suck boy? I'm like, that sounds really fucking weird. Shouting that.
And now Rafe doesn't really speak, but soon he'll be like suck boy.
Is that Rafe's voice?
Rafe's voice is terrible. Have you heard his voice?
It's very weird. The way it's he really says yes.
Well. Yeah.
Do you want some milk? Yeah.
do you want to
what do you say? Hagu.
No, it's lower than that. He goes, fuck you.
When he wakes up in the morning, he wants Dougie on in the bedroom. I shared the bed with Rafe last night because he tortures.
Oh, can we talk a minute about this?
So he tortures you all night, but he only tortures me from about 5 o'clock, so it's a little bit more bearable. I mean, I still hated it. But he wakes up and he just slaps us across the face. Where mama? Where Rara? Rara's Robin. Where mama? Where Rara? A Dougie? Telly? Dougie? Oh, fuck yeah, man. It's 5 o'clock, man. Shut up.
So do you remember this morning when you came and got me at 6 o'clock? You just banged on Robin's door going, you need to come.
It's horrible.
I was like, right, okay, good morning.
He headbutted us at one point.
Right, yeah, no, mate, I know. You've only been doing this for about 3 nights.
Well, that's all right. I don't like it. And I don't like it.
I went in the bedroom and I was like, what time do you get up? You went, you got up at 5 o'clock. I want to die.
Yeah, that's exactly and what I said.
Oh, you are so ridiculous. I've been doing this for years.
I'm not good on no sleep. I'm not good on no sleep.
No, you're not. You're really not. He's obsessed with his dummy.
Yeah.
And I don't have the strength to not give him it.
Oh, no.
I was a lot stricter with Robin and his dummy.
Yeah.
Like, he just wouldn't have it all the time, but with Rafe, I'm just...
He's more whingy, and then when he's not whinging, Robin's like, oh, he's not whinging, I'll make him whinge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well
yeah.
annoying.
But he says Dodie, so he just looks at you and he just puts his little puppy dog eyes and he goes, Dodie.
Dodie.
Mama. Dodie. Dodie. Mama. Dodie. And then the other week, Robin was asking for sweets and he was going, please, please. And then Rafe just came behind him going, please, please. So now it's Mama. Dodie. Please. And I just go, here you are. Here you go.
It's called emotional blackmail, what that kid's doing.
Yep, yep. And, he's not
it's
daft.
Disgusting.
He's not daft.
No.
When he cries, you know, when there's nothing really wrong with him, real tears.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, there's Turns nothing wrong with you.
Yeah, yeah.
You're he's going to be an actor.
This morning, he absolutely fleeced both of us. I didn't realize he'd done it. He dragged me to the cupboard.
This is another thing. He grabs your hand and takes you to the food.
Takes you to the cupboard where the food is, yeah. And he dragged me and took us along and he pointed up the cupboard. And I'm like, no, you can't have anything. He was like, I went, fuck's sake. So I opened the cupboard and he wanted a little fruit bar.
Yeah.
And he pointed at the fruit bar and I went, go on, then you have a fruit bar. And he was like, nah, and he had it.
Mm-hmm.
I went out to do some stuff, right, to like get ready in life.
Mm-hmm.
I came back in and you were like, he's just had a fruit bar.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, yeah, just give him a fruit bar. And you went, oh, I've given him a fruit bar. Oh, so he finished his fucking fruit bar from me and saw you and was like, oh, here comes another mug.
Uh-huh.
All right, no, love. No. Any chance of a fucking fruit bar around here?
I couldn't give a shit.
Honestly.
Couldn't give a shit.
What a little
Just lives
tosser.
Off brioche, that fucking kid.
Honestly, he's just full of bread. It's like a fucking park duck in the 90s. Bloated and full of fucking bread.
Yeah, you can't feed them bread anymore.
No, peas. Give them peas. Frozen peas.
Isn't that dead sad? But like, don't you feel guilty of the amount of stuff that we used to do without realising?
Oh, yeah.
Smoking on planes.
I mean, I used to smoke duck on planes, so I feel double terrible, mate.
But how bad is that? The amount of ducks that I've fed every weekend, you know?
Yeah.
Marine Park.
Yeah.
Killing off the ducks.
Duck murderer. Lads, stop the podcast. Lads, we've got her. We've got her again, lads. Duck murderer. Take her away.
1992. It was her.
Take her away. Take her away. She's a psycho, man. She's bloody quackers. Eh?
Oh, nah.
No. Come on.
Well, you've lost half the votes. You've lost half the votes there.
I'm trying to pat my own back.
Disgusting. There we go. Disgusting.
Patting my own back.
Horrible. Horrible. Oh,
fantastic. Hey. The beak on her. Eh? Come on. Who is this guy? Yes.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Okay, so very, very exciting times on the podcast here.
What?
Very exciting. I've teased it. I did it once, and then I lost them somehow.
Oh, shit, I forgot about
this. I've teased it. It's Rosie's Jotters.
Rosie's Jotters. Rosie's Jotters. What you jotting, Rosie? What you got jotting in your jotters?
Yeah, that'll do. That'll do. As far as off the cuff jingles go, very well done.
What you got jotting? Yeah, what enough. You jotting? What you jotting today, Rosie?
That's enough. Stop.
Listen, when this all goes to shit, right, I'm going to be...
That's a lovely way
I'm
to start
gonna
a sentence.
I'm going to be a jingler. I'm going to write jingles and I'm going to do all that stuff. I'm going to be like Jack Black in The Holiday.
Right. Is that what he does? Great.
Now, he actually does background music.
Never seen the full film. Okay, now I've found so many little gems in all of these, and I can't just fire them all onto one podcast, so I'm just going to do a little bit, right? Well, long-time listeners to the podcast and people who've read the book and stuff will know that this box of jotters and school books came to my bungalow that I had, the one-story glory. Mm-hmm. Rosie, you lived with your mum at the time, and then I said, do you want to move in with us? You'd lived with us for 6 months, mm-hmm. but I was like, do you want to make it official? Mm-hmm. Which in your head meant, oh, yeah, I'll go and get a loft full of shit and put it in your garage.
Oh, because I'm from a broken home, Christopher.
Yes, you keep
my parents split up from the three-bed semi that we grew up in. They both live in flats now. They don't have the room for all of our shit, right? But, oh, God forbid that I want to keep hold of it.
Their loss was my gain because I got all of this fucking cack. Now, previous listeners will know that there was a Spice Girls section of one of your jotters where you and your friends were dressing up as Spice Girls.
Yes.
And there was also the now what I would say literary classic Water is Blue, Water is Blue, Water is Woohoo.
Yeah.
what I've realised is, while having a good read through these, so that's Water Poem on one page. Now, I went over the other page, and the Water Poem has actually been improved and finished.
Okay. that's actually incredible for me.
Do you want to hear the Water Poem?
So I've just added to it.
It's a new one. So Water is Blue, Water is Blue, Water is Blue, Woohoo. Obviously, you went and showed your teacher and went, it's not blue, it's got no colour, and you went right back to the drawing board. This is actually, I actually did enjoy this.
Okay.
Are you okay? You ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
Water, water, fresh and clean, has been through a machine to get clean. It goes up in the air into the clouds and comes back down again to the ground. Okay, I see you moaning and groaning. I see you didn't understand. So sit up straight and listen, and I'll tell you once more. Water, water, fresh and clean. Water, water, being through a machine to get clean. That's just her clapping.
It doesn't even rhyme. Am I talking about precipitation? Or am I talking about a machine?
I think you're talking about the water cycle going to like... Okay. Reservoirs and stuff.
Right, great.
I mean, it's gobbledygook.
How old am I there? What year is this?
Year six, but still.
At least 11.
Next page is almost entirely blank, apart from right at the top, for no reason. It just says the little person on the Monopoly game. That's all it says on that. Really can't make head and tail of that. Then it's pages and pages of like sums, but with money. And it makes no sense until I get to the point of where this Spice Girl thing that you did with your friends, where you named everyone, right?
Oh my God, if I got who's who, because you remember that.
Yeah. It was Nat as Mel B, Scary Spice. Azine as Sporty Spice.
Yeah.
Ashley as Jerry. You're Victoria, Posh Spice.
Wow.
Terrible casting. We've talked about this.
Horrendous.
And Lulu, I don't know who
Louise.
That is Emma.
Right. Okay, I've always wanted to know that.
Now, what I figured out by reading further is, what you did was... It wasn't a Spice Girls thing. It was a Spice Girls fashion show.
Yes. The Year 6 fashion show.
Yeah. So it says here, we are the Spice Girls and we will be selling our spicy clothes just for you. So free your mind and spend your money because we are funny. Take it or leave it. Lunatic. So as you see, so this must be the script for the fashion show, right? Oh. So, as you see, Mel B is in leather pants, £89.99.
Fucking
crazy
hell.
For the 90s, that. Leather, £89.99.
Where have I got that from?
A red, black and white crop top, £25.99. Sounds hideous. Azine's sporty, so she's in Adidas pants, £39.99. Crazy. Mm-hmm. Crop top,
£26.99.
Right. Adidas jumper, £36.99. You're not able to see the crop top.
I can't imagine that we bought these things. I'm so confused as to why this price is.
Ashley, sparkly dress, £91.99. Glossy tight, £6.50. So she saved a few quid there on
who'd have thought I'd known? Who'd have thought I was shopping on Net-A-Porter in year six?
Unbelievable. Louis Vuitton. Now, so this must be what you said for one of them, and it's written down. We'll end on this for this episode of okay. Of Rosie's Jotters. Here's Scary Spice coming down the catwalk wearing a red lace halter neck, brackets, which is top of the fashion list. You know the fashion list? You know the fashion. You must know, you know the fashion list. I know the fashion list. Are you cool enough to know the fashion list? Well, if you look, you might not get it, right? You've been uncool, but there is a fashion list, and this is top. This is top of the fashion list. What you're wearing is middle bottom. What you're wearing right now is middle bottom of the fashion list. This I'm talking about is top. Fashion list. This is top of the fashion list. It cost £69.99.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And her leather pants, which were £89.99. So it says here, and her, this is my favourite bit, and her leather pants, which cost £89.99. And for all those animal lovers out there, it's not made out of animals. Now, listen, I don't want to ruffle any feathers here.
I think that might have been my lines.
I don't want to ruffle any feathers here or upset anyone, but if I'm paying £89.99 for leather pants and they're not made out of animals,
leather.
I'm fuming. For £89.99 in the mid-90s, I want animal death on my hands.
Where have I got £89.99 from?
Oh, God. Absolutely wonderful.
What a day. I've got such a bit... Bear in mind, I don't have that many memories of when I was younger. That fashion show... He's stuck in my head.
Bearing in mind, I don't have many memories.
I don't.
Famously, I don't have many memories.
Not of when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I can't really remember. Only certain things. I don't remember loads of
don't
stuff.
Don't have many memories.
But I really remember that fashion show.
If we talk about this, this will blow your mind. Do you know, apparently, when you remember something, you're only remembering the last time you remembered it?
Oh, you've told me that before, and that really upset us. The first time I heard that,
yeah.
Second time it upset us even more.
But you know, and you're not even, you're only remembering.
Yeah, I'm only remembering the memory of the memory that I probably made up in my head.
Yeah, you're apparently only remembering the last time you remembered it. You're
well, also remember a lot of my siblings' memories as my own.
Right, greedy.
No, it's
true. Is that because you've not got many memories? You've been borrowing theirs.
Possibly. Yeah. The stuff that happened to Kate that I'm like, yeah, I did that, and I'm like, oh no, it wasn't me.
Yeah. Misremembering it.
It was her.
Mom, I want more memories.
Where was her?
What do you want of Santa, Rosie? Memories. I want some memories. Why haven't I got any memories? Listen, so that was the next installment of Rosie's Jars. I found so many things. There's a little description of yourself. There's a story with
a
plot.
Description of myself.
There's a little description of yourself in one of them. There's a story with the plot outlined.
And there's also
the cancelable thing that we'll do on the very last episode of Rosie's Jars.
Why are you going to get me cancelled?
Because I just, you know, I want that lineup. I want that lineup of the Comedy Awards shortlist to be all men.
All men.
I need you out of there.
What could it be that's cancelable?
Don't worry
about it. Sexist?
We'll find out. There's only a certain amount of people who'd want you cancelled for it.
I don't know what it could be.
That you got cancelled. That's a clue.
I don't know what it could be.
More on the next episode of Rosie's Gobbledygook Jotters.
Can't wait.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
It's time for What's Your Beef?
Beef.
In it.
Right. Wow. Okay. Ladies first.
Me first?
Yeah.
Okay. Are we going to get down to the nitty gritty?
Oh, God.
Hooks and bones of it.
That's not a phrase.
I forgot what it was.
Yeah.
You've got yourself a new hobby, haven't you?
Yes.
Got yourself a little hobby. 36-year-old, two children.
I wonder when this was going to come up.
Got yourself a little hobby that you... How many times have you been going? 3 times a week?
As many as I can.
Listen, they're all thinking it. Oh, you're having an affair. Well, annoyingly, no. I know he's not having an affair because I've seen the icky picture of the class that he's been going to.
Wow.
With two of our other friends as well.
Wow.
So he's either all having an affair or yous are actually going. Yeah. Do you want to tell them all about it?
Or maybe all of the people who are having an affair, we all meet up at this place and we all quickly hire a gay and a white belt on and pretend, get a big class photo, then we all go off and do affairs.
Shagging.
Yeah.
Go on then, do you want to tell everyone about
the new
hobby? I
have never been so chastised and, I'm going to say it, bullied for trying to enjoy myself.
Don't care. No.
Honestly.
Sorry. Where's my enjoyment? Where's my hobby?
Right.
Because
you...
Chris, no. No, you haven't got a leg to stand on. I haven't thought about having a hobby since I gave birth 7 years ago. It's right. Just not a thing that I'm allowed to have.
That's your fault.
Oh, wow.
Find something. You always knew I was a jiu-jitsu guy. You always knew I was a Brazilian jiu-jitsu guy.
Do not latch onto this. No, don't add guy to it.
It's my new fad.
You can't... Fuck me. You Listen, are pathetic.
You knew when you married me that I was a weapon of huge...
grossness.
Danger? I don't know what I'm trying to say. Yeah, listen, right? I did it years ago before the Baines were born and I really enjoyed it and because of work, I couldn't do it anymore.
Are you going to say what it
and
is?
It's Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in the gi and out of the gi and I'm bloody loving it. You're so jealous!
I'm not jealous!
You hate me having fun.
No, okay, right. All of that was jokes, right? I think it's great that you found something that you love and I'm honestly thrilled for you because it's really good and I know it helps you mental health and all that kind of stuff.
When I'm doing that...
As you know, Chris suffers from anxiety, so I'm always up for...
Yeah, doesn't sound like it.
Tell them what time your hobbies... Your hobbies happen.
9 o'clock on a Sunday morning is the main class.
9 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
Right.
Two children.
Right.
9 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
Has your main issue with this come about because the last couple of Saturdays you've been out on the piss on the Saturday night? Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, nothing to do with the children then, just something to do with a hungover woman.
Well, there's also that as well because we both need nights out, social lives, and I don't want to have to get up with the kids the next day. Or if I do, I want to just be able to be two of with her so I can sit and relax, not have to look after them myself.
Very selfish, very selfish. There's me trying to learn a skill, trying to learn a martial art for my mental health, for my physical health.
Do it in your own time.
I just want to go out with my friends and sit in my own filth the next morning.
You have got a really, really flexible work life.
I thought you were going to talk about my posture and that because it is getting better. Yeah,
I can imagine.
My flexibility, you know, my core strength, my grip strength. Hey, I lifted a radiator the day. No bother.
Great. Good for you. Dead proud of you.
Love it. Shout out to everyone at SBG South Shields. Loving it. Lads.
You've got loads of time. Mm-hmm. And by the way,
and glasses.
You came to my friend's house the other day because I had both the kids and you came to pick Robin up because the kids, it's Angela and Steph, and all the kids are really young. So Robin comes, bless him, and he's just like, why am I here with all these babies, right? Yeah. He's sick of his life. So you came to pick him up early.
Straight after
BJJ. Don't come to my friend's house with your manky, horrible BJJ trousers on.
Listen, that
was really
my gi trousers, right? The SBG, they've got a big gorilla on them,
the bright
right?
Blue,
they're very
the
cool.
Horrible.
The bright blue. Don't you dare slag off.
Don't come and pick us
up
anymore.
That is it.
Don't come around.
I'll happily not come to pick the kids up.
Right, let's get the end of this. I don't mind you having a hobby. I think it's great. Please just don't do it on a weekend.
Right.
Do it when bedtime.
Right.
Oh, no, not bedtime. Do Brilliant. It like, after, once the kids are in bed or during the day, during the week.
Well,
because you have got time.
I went last night, 8 o'clock.
Brilliant. Perfect. Yeah. Great.
Went there, trained 8 till 9 with the lads in the gym, undid all of that
good work. You got a pizza on the way home.
Pizza on the way home.
Horrendous. I was going to say that. What, you're not doing it for fitness, surely?
No. I do everything else for fitness. You know, a bike guy, Peloton tread guy, gym guy. That's all for the fitness, and then that's just a
So what is a judo guy? Is it judo?
How dare you? Jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu.
Day. Although we did do hip tosses the other day, which is fun.
Oh God, and then he comes home and tells us all about it. And honestly, I want
to
die.
The phrase talking to a brick wall has never been more like you glaze over when I talk to you about it.
I just can't wait for you to see all the hobbies I'm gonna start.
Yeah.
Because I will. Yeah. I will. Oh, yeah. I'll join a class.
Spiteful retaliation hobbies.
Absolutely.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. And I'll probably not enjoy them.
Yeah, no, you won't. You'll not be asked to go. Yeah, lazy piece of shit. Listen.
Oh, good time.
Speaking about you being a lazy piece of shit,
oh,
right?
Great.
My beef with you this week, right? My beef with you isn't that you're enjoying yourself and, you know, helping your mental health and having a lovely little hobby. That's not my beef with you because I'm a nice person.
Wow.
My beef with you.
Just wait till the kids are a bit older.
No, I'm 30 fucking 6, man. If I started when I'm 40, what the hell? Rosie, I went last night. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm in pain today. Mm. I'm in pain, right? We did Americana arm locks and triangle chokes last night. And I'm telling you, I'm in agony, right? The lad, big shout out, I can't remember his name, but the lad who I was doing it with, I don't think he knew who I was. It was quite embarrassing when they ended and someone went at you, Chris Ramsey, and he went who, and I'd literally been with him for an hour.
Oh God.
Works at a Cardo, actually. Works at a Cardo. So, good lad to know. Very
they
posh.
Do that up here?
I think so. He was from around here. Yeah.
I didn't think a Cardo delivered around here. Well, that's interesting.
Love that. That's all you've took from me. Me Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
It's all I'll ever take, Chris. I'd hate hearing about it.
That's it. The
Americanos and bloody, what they call, they sound like quality
Blues and Cheetahs. What, triangles and Americanas?
What a load of shit.
Anyway, look, I'm hurting. And what my point is, if I start doing it when I'm 40, I'm going to be that 40-year-old guy who goes, no offence to 40. Oh, fucking hell, I hate having such a huge audience with some 40-year-olds going to listen and get fucking upset. Listen, you know what I fucking mean, right? You know what I mean? My body,
we're gonna be 40
soon. Day. Listen, my beef with you is, so many times, your mum will take Rafe or Robin off you. If your mum's got... This is the scenario, if your mum's got the kids, right? Mm-hmm. And I'll be something like, right, can you ask your mum if she's... For example, I go, can you ask your mum if she's bringing Rafe back or if I'm going to get him?
Mm-hmm.
You go, yeah, yeah. And I'll go, right, have you asked your mum? And you go, well, I've texted her.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, okay, you've texted her. Has she texted you back? No, she hasn't texted us back. I don't know if she gets me texts. Right, will you ring her? I'll text her again. Rosie, I need to know if I'm going or not, if she's coming here. Wait, and I swear this is every time. And then, do you know what happens? I nag, and you ring her, and you go, hiya, mum. She goes, hiya. And you go, have you got me text? I've texted you. And she goes, you know, I haven't got your text. Every time I need you to contact your mum for something, you go, I've texted her. I don't think she's got me text. You ring her. You go, have she got me text? And she always goes, I think there's something wrong on my phone. I didn't get your text. Oh, yeah, there's something wrong. Well, stop texting her then. Stop texting her every time.
Quiet.
Every time. Oh.
The decorators are downstairs.
Do you know the definition
of
that we're
gonna
fuck them? Fuck them. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And every... I've texted her. I've texted
okay.
her.
Right, okay.
Is she getting me text? Hiya, mum. Did you get me text? Yeah, I didn't get it. She didn't get me text.
Right. Okay, let's break this down, right? You suffer from anxiety, okay? Quite badly, right? Everyone's really aware here.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Good isn't bad is.
Yeah.
Good moments are bad moments. It's a roller
coaster. I don't like making phone calls.
To your own mother?
Yeah. I don't like ringing people. I don't know why. I don't know what's wrong with us. Just don't like it. Like phone calls.
Okay.
I would rather text.
I put this to you in front of the court. If you don't like ringing people, if you don't like ringing people, and you really don't like it, mom included, why, every single time you leave the house, without fail, do I get a phone call 2 seconds later?
Because you are an exception.
I'm somehow immune to that, am I? Put me in that pile of people who don't like to ring. And we'll
I love
lives.
To ring me, mum. It's not maybe.
Oh, okay. Oh, so that was bollocks.
Right, you've caught us out. It's an excuse. I just can't be asked to ring her. I just text. I don't know why. I don't know what your problem is.
You get me text? No, I didn't get your text. She didn't get me.
She
text.
Doesn't get me text. Actually,
oh,
I don't know why.
Fucking text now, then you stupid fucker.
She doesn't get me text. I think her phone's broke. But still, sometimes
this,
she
this,
does.
This I've heard this a million times. It's like bird call. It's like bird sound outside. It's just part of the background. God almighty.
I watched Bird Box for the first time the other day. Yeah. I can't stop thinking about it.
Bird Box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really, really good.
Number two, the mate number two.
I do that. Is it going to be out soon?
I don't know.
Because I do that quite often, you know. What? I'll not watch something first time round, and then I'll watch it, and then they'll make a new one. And it makes us feel good cool. Because I go, have they done that? Because I've just watched that.
So you think the people at Netflix have been sitting waiting for your account to ping on Bird Box and go, just watched it, everyone. Green light the sequel. Of all the arrogant things you've ever said.
It's coincidental, isn't it?
It just means you're very late to the party to the point of where you will watch something when a sequel's already in the works.
Well, somebody told me it was really scary. And I hate horror films. Like, we both hate horror films. Somebody told me it was really, really scary. So I put off watching it. And then I watched it when I was on the treadmill and I bloody loved it. Actually, that was really irritating. That should be one of my beefs. You were in the gym.
Yeah.
I say a gym. It's a room in my house.
We've got a room with a bench and some treadmills.
Yeah, it's pretty shit. You were in there at the same time as me.
Listen, I've worked very hard. Call it a gym. It might be a room with a bike and a treadmill and a little bench in. And yes, I do have to move that bench every time I do anything because I hit the wall or I hit the bike. I've worked very hard in my life.
Gym.
Take that back now and you call that room a gym. It's a home gym and I'll have nothing said against it, right? Yes. Yes.
It's a glorified garage.
Yes, I can't open the door. Yes, I can't open the door when I'm doing some weights because I'll hit something. And yes, if I open the other one, if I open the window, smash.
You have worked very hard. So it's a gym.
It's a goddamn fucking gym.
Do you
want
to call it gymnasium?
No.
Gym. Right. So what was I saying? I was in there. I was in the gym.
Yeah.
The game.
Thank you.
And you were in there at the same time as me doing your weights.
Yeah.
And you kept coming over and looking at the screen when I was running and going, oh, yeah. That was irritating as well.
I was waiting for the Tom Holland a bit. Spoiler alert, if you're one of the people who's waiting for the sequel to get greenlit for Bird Box before you watch the first one, but it's when Tom Holland, not Spider-Man, the other guy, when he brilliant actor, when he comes in and he's, it's when he holds that woman against the window and, I don't want to give too much away. It's fucking great. It's a very good film.
They're both really good actors with very, very similar names.
Tom Holland and Tom Holland.
Like
both British. Both British.
Could
both
be father and son.
Actors.
They're not.
No, they're not.
But they could be.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah. I watched Tom Holland in, what else did I watch? The Impossible.
That was pathetic,
Don't run to that. Fuck
Rosie was on the treadmill watching The Impossible, the thing about the fucking tsunami. I've never seen anything like it.
Chris.
I thought it was sweat. It was tears.
I was weeping. It was horrendous, to be honest with you.
You looked like you were running away from a bomb.
Yeah.
You look like you were running away from that tsunami, God bless you.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it, it's brilliant. Watch it. It's really, really good.
Next week on Rosie's reviews of films that have been out for bastard fucking years.
What's the sequel coming out?
The Godfather and Jaws. It's time for questions from the public. Guys, as always, if you'd like to get in touch, it's shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Thank you for your input. We bloody love it. Thank you. Never stop.
I've got a mix. I just love them. We get sent so many.
Go.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. I have two exes from my long-term boyfriend, so please keep me anonymous. Yes. Long-term boyfriend, eh? The first is he wears a shower cap every single time he is in water. He even wears it in the bath. How long's his hair?
Wow. Well, we don't know what kind of hair he's got. It might be an absolute nightmare to wash.
In his defense.
Really big, long hair.
Might be really thick.
But still.
I need a shower cap, you know.
Right.
I might purchase one.
Oh, this is costly.
My Kate uses one all the time.
I'm losing money hand over fist here with you finding out about stuff you need.
Great.
How much are shower caps?
Oh my God, probably like £2. Oh,
you're paying for it.
Yeah, it'll come out of my bank.
Yeah.
Like everything else does, actually.
Yeah.
That's an off-podcast conversation.
Brilliant.
The second one is he wears a T-shirt with nothing on the bottom. We've spoken about this before. But this really made me laugh the next bit. So he does that. You don't do that, thank God.
No, it's the toddler on holiday look.
It gives me child at the beach vibes.
Yeah. Sun's a bit much, but just let me water nappy. Just let me walk about, but stick your little T-shirt.
You've had too much sun on your shoulders.
Yeah. It's afternoon toddler in Alcudia look.
Yeah, or your dad's T-shirt.
Yeah.
Well, Rafe was wearing Robin's T-shirt.
Everyone stop doing it. It's disgusting. I don't know why you would do it. Walk around with your knob and arse and bollocks hanging out.
I've never ever seen it. None of my boyfriends have ever done that.
It's ridiculous. Swap it. Just put some boxers and leave your top off. What's wrong with you?
I'll do both. Why are you doing one of
Yeah, fully naked's better. Fully naked is actually better than just T-shirt with knob popping on the bottom of it.
It really is.
Stop it. It makes us want to be sick everywhere.
Babadoo, 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 babadoo. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Just been chatting with the girlfriend, got onto the subject of cycling. Thought it would be good to send in, you know, with bike guy.
Bike guy, that's me.
Anyway, I asked if she could ride a bike, to which she said she failed her cycling proficiency test. Yes, the one you have to do at the end of primary school. Brilliant. And hasn't ridden a bike since. Ick.
She hasn't done it. So never rode a bike. Because she failed her cycling proficiency, she was like, that's me done. And thinks that she's not allowed to ride a bike now.
Oh, was that not the rules?
No, it was just...
It was pretty strict. I remember, right, the cycling proficiency in school. Taking your mind, that was fun, the one at taking your bike to school. How mid was that?
Yeah. Everyone in the yard after school. Cones out. Cones. Go glass. Around the cones on it your bike. Yes,
my boys got that little photo. That's good. I might tell Robin. He'll get buzzing about that.
Yeah.
He'll ask every day.
No, yeah, don't tell him. Don't tell him because he will go, is it today? And he'll go in the teacher and he'll go, when am I doing that? Go,
she'll be like,
5 years time.
Year six.
Yeah.
That was so much fun. Got to take me bike. Oh, brilliant.
Cycling proficiency.
It was quite strict though. And if you failed, it was a bit like, you shouldn't be on the road.
That's so you think a cop is going to pull you over? Excuse me, have you got your cycling license and cycling proficiency certificate and insurance documents, right. Please?
That's how I remember feeling when I did mine. I mean, really? I passed with flying colours.
Yeah.
But yeah. Who are they failing on the cycling proficiency?
That is a bit of a constrict, isn't it?
It's so grim.
Failed, confiscate your bike, collect the cones in.
Who are they doing that to? That is so bad. I don't think you can fail that.
Email in if you've failed your cycling proficiency.
Yeah, let us know.
If you've never rode a bike since through fear of law enforcement cracking down on you. That's a never rode a bike since.
Just couldn't.
I could have been a world beater. I could have cycled everywhere, but I failed my cycling proficiency. I got a bus pass and I just gave up on life.
Imagine I'd Centre Parks trying to hire a bike. Oh, no. Absolutely not.
Hire the bike for me at Centre Parks. I can't go in because I'll wait on the corner because I failed my cycling proficiency. And they'll know. They'll have a photo of us up in the shack like pub watch. Do not lend a bike to these people who failed their cycling proficiency.
Are you going to get back on your bike this summer?
In between jiu-jitsu and gym and all the other stuff that I'm the guy of. Yes.
Your daytime drinking. Just to add to that beef as well, everybody listening. Yeah. Chris went out on the piss at 1:30 on the Saturday.
Daytime.
So he went out on the piss, daytime
you
drinking, knew, missed bedtime.
You knew
came
who you
home
married.
Just
daytime
after.
Drinking guy.
That was hilarious when he went to me. He went, I'm coming home early. And I went, what time? He went, I'll be in for 8. I was like, both kids will be in bed, so go fuck yourself.
It's almost like I planned
it. I'd rather you came in at 11 o'clock
at
night.
It's almost like I planned it.
And then I'm not getting on it anymore because it's really upsetting.
What, that I went out during the day?
Just that you've got in life.
It was a
and I don't.
There it is. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie, long time listener. I love listening mainly because every week Chris has a beef with Rosie that I can totally relate to and just think, yes, mate, exactly the same here.
Yes, my
brother.
Yes.
Good luck, though. It's still the same here 26 years later.
Great.
So go fuck yourself, actually.
I don't expect anything to change with these beefs, I'll be honest with you. We'll just see them, we'll get it out there, and then, you know, it's out there, but I don't.
Tis
most
life,
things don't change.
I don't think you could ever marry someone who's exactly like you unless you marry your brother. And actually, no, he's nothing like me.
Good chat. little argument with ourself there.
Is anyone really in a perfect relationship?
No.
No.
Never. No such thing.
There might
give and take, constant work and graft, and you know, it's okay. We'll all be dead soon. So.
Great. Anyway, on to the reason of sending this over. Happy to remain anonymous. My other half is an avid listener, but she'll know it's her, and that's all that matters.
Excellent.
First, the ick. As part of her ritual in the morning, my lovely fiancé, in brackets, engaged for 16 years, got to keep her on her toes.
Yep.
Awful.
Always let her know. Leave that door open. Leave that door ajar. Just nip out at any time.
She will wander over to the dresser, straight out of bed, and give her hair a quick brush.
Okay. That's fine.
What happens next raises a little bit of bile to the back of my throat, though.
Ooh.
She will then use the same said hairbrush to give her vag a good scratch.
You are joking me. No way.
Think a bear coming out of hibernation and having a good scratch against the nearest tree.
This.
I love it. As a scratchy vag person as well.
But a brush, that's a bit much, isn't it? A brush.
Am I going to try it later?
Oh, God.
Am I going to
try it? I'm so glad I don't brush my hair. Do you know what? I think I've said this before. I haven't brushed my hair for years.
Yeah, I don't think you have. That's years. So... I'm so jealous of that. Yeah. I hate brushing my hair.
I'm not joking, right? When I was... I'll tell you exactly when. Mm. And I may have said this. I hope I haven't. When Let's Get Ready to Rumble came out, mm-hmm. and that album, Psych, by mm-hmm. PJ and Duncan. Psych.
Yeah, I had it.
That was what the album's called. When I got that tape... for Christmas, mm-hmm. CD was out, but I didn't have a CD player. When mm-hmm. I got that tape, I also got a red and black foldable brush.
The ones that pop open.
You pop it open.
And did have a mirror.
Yeah, nice, the mirror's on the
nice,
handle.
Yep, yep.
And I used that as the microphone to sing in the house on my own when I was doing Let's Get mm-hmm. Ready to Rumble and doing the dance. Mm-hmm. That is the last hairbrush I owned, and that's the last time I brushed my hair. I've never brushed my hair since then.
That's insane.
I've been about 8.
Wow.
So there you go.
I brush the kids' hairs.
Never brush me hair.
Right, that's good.
What are you going to do?
Nothing. There's nothing I can do. If I ever see you near my hairbrush.
Well, only for me balls and arse. Balls, arse and gooch. Now that I've heard that, it's that the way to wake up in the morning.
Don't.
That's what they say. Some people are jumping in cold showers in the morning. This lass has got it sorted. Get up, brush the hair, brush the vag. Happy days.
I can't wait, mate. I'm going to have a good scratch today.
The old vag.
Have a shot. It says here, though, what makes it even worse is she'll then brush our two daughters' hair with the same
brush. Oh, for God's sake.
Well, I didn't know. Is she doing skin on skin vag? Or is she just doing over the pants? Over her jama pants?
I mean, the thought still counts, doesn't it?
I think over pants is fine.
Nah.
Satisfying. Nah. Through some thin jamas. Lush.
Know,
I can't wait to try. But I think down your pants, that would probably hurt a bit.
Maybe. Yeah. Mm. Depends.
We'll see. To the person who commented on my Instagram saying, don't use shower gel on your bits. Like, I know you're not meant to, but if I don't, you just smell rotten. It's self-cleaning. It's not. It's not, Chris. I've tried it. I went a week without using any shower gel on my vag and I fucking stunk. So I do think you have to use a bit of soap.
This took me by surprise, I'll be honest with you. I've literally tried it
because okay. I thought, oh, it's self-cleaning. Your body cleans itself.
Self-cleaning, it like an oven?
That's what everyone's... your paralytic vag will clean itself. If you just put it up really... get really hot. Your discharge will just go into burnt little bits.
Disgusting.
And you sweep it up. No, I've tried it. Doesn't work. Right. Still. Well, I don't smell down there, do I? No, I don't. But right. I did when I didn't use any shower gel for a week.
Okay.
So apologies, everyone who doesn't. But
easy fix now. Don't have to smell and, you know, bend down, hurt your back. Just sniff your brush.
Oh, no, that's grim. You know pubes upset me.
Yeah, pubes are. Yeah.
Just finding pubes, and especially if it's in the bathroom, I can kind of go, right, that's fair enough. But if you find a pube anywhere else in the house, it's like, why are you here? It's really upsetting.
I haven't told you about this.
Oh, don't.
So the other morning, you stayed in bed because Rafe had been torturing you all night.
Yeah.
And I went downstairs.
Oh, wait.
And I was desperate for the toilet, and I had a hold of Rafe. And you know, if you put him down, he screams and cries.
Yeah.
So I managed to do that thing that you hate.
Stop
where
pissing
I held
him in your arms. It really
so I held him in my right arm, and I pulled my pajama pants down. And I started having a piss. And Robin came in to have a piss as well.
Yeah.
And I had no way of... Normally, I go, I don't, man, because he's like knob height and he stands having a wee, but he's just staring at my knob and I hate it.
Jeez, oh, God, that is so grim.
But Rafe was in the way, so there's nothing I could really do. So all three were just round the toilet. And Robin just went, oh, I didn't know you got a hairy tiddler when you got older. And I just went, oh, fuck. And I went, don't look. Oh, just wait after me.
Don't say that. He's
yeah,
intrigued.
No, but I was
he's
like,
got
yeah,
one.
I just sort of like went, yeah, but don't like look, like move away. Let's finish me wee. Give us a privacy. And he was like, oh, and I was like, oh, well, is he telling his teachers? Like,
probably tells him everything.
On?
He tells him everything. Oh. He tells his friends everything. Tells his teachers everything. Honestly. He's been telling all of his mates that I kiss his ass, and not in like the joking way. Like, because I genuinely sometimes when they've got their pants on, I will kiss their bum cheeks because they come out of my stomach and I love them, right?
Yeah.
And I love every part of them, and I want to just kiss their asses, right?
Yeah.
And he tells his friend, "I told my friend that you were kissing my bum," and I'm like, right, well, don't. Mm. Anyway, you can tell him about your bits. He's got one, so just let's say again.
I just look forward to that email from the school when he's eventually said it. Just it's come to our attention that Mrs. Ramsey kisses the child's bum, and mm-hmm. Mr. Ramsey just needs to trim his pubes by the sounds of things. Sounds like it's getting out of hand down there.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do you want to hear a horrific story about the lass who scratches a vagina with a hairbrush? Because there is a story as well.
Really?
Yeah, because that was the ick, but now the question from the public.
Oh, come on then.
Since we met at uni, we've always gone to her parents for Christmas up north. It says here, south to you guys, but out in the wilds for this Essex boy. This one particular Christmas, after all the festivities, it was time to travel home. She may have had a few drinks the night before, so in a shocking twist, I was allowed to drive the 2.5 hours home.
Ooh.
That was an event in itself, and I was looking forward to go on the M6 toll. Hadn't long opened at this stage. That's exciting.
I will not have a bad word said about getting excited for the M6 toll.
Where is the M6 toll?
Sort of near Birmingham.
Okay.
On the way to Birmingham from the Manchester to Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
When you get on that M6 toll, when I used to live in Manchester and do gigs in Birmingham and stuff, on the way to London, you stick on that M6 toll, it's like a first class flight in your car.
Smooth.
For a few miles. It's smooth.
Have
the
I been
services
on it before?
Are better. I don't know. There's hardly any fucker on it. There's knee
nice.
Traffic. It's amazing.
How much is it?
Oh, bloody, you know what? It used to be a couple of quid. Now it's about £7.50.
Fuck off. You've got to pay to go on the road.
That's what toll means.
Right, now, remember, she'd had some drinks the day before, and on the way home, she mentioned she could do with a service stop.
Okay.
About halfway home, we were coming up to Warwick Services, so being the caring person I am, I said, you want to stop here? No, she said. Let's just go a bit further.
Okay.
Just as we went past the exit for said services, she piped up, I don't think I'll make the next one. Brilliant. I'm not feeling good.
Oh, God.
Cue a frantic search from her looking in the back for what I assumed was a plastic bag to puke in. But no, the jeans came down and she shit herself on the car seat.
Leave the jeans on. You're going to shit what? Yourself.
Would you leave
what
are
you shitting on the car
on?
Seat for?
Well, why would you? I would take my pants off.
To shit in the car?
Because I don't know.
Hold it in. What are you doing, man?
Suffice to say, the next 20 miles to the nearest services were a little ripe. Our eldest was only 2 at the time, so luckily we had a few packs of baby wipes, and thank God for the leather seats.
Oh, leather seats.
Question is, even though she was not feeling great, should I have made her clean it up? I didn't, as I'm good. Oh, he cleaned it up.
You
as I'm good
mug.
Like that. I've never let her forget it, though, and she denies it happened to the kids.
Wow.
He cleaned it up?
Cleaned
I would absolutely not, in a million years, clean your sodden car seat up. After you'd had too many drinks the night before.
Nah.
I would smother your face in it.
Wow, like a dog.
Like a dog learning how to
so
poo.
I would get out, would get to the services, I'd say, pull your pants up, I'd say, I'll sort this out.
Peace lag.
Yeah, I'd say, go and get yourself, you know, get yourself some, I don't know, a sugary drink or something, get yourself sorted out, a cup of coffee or whatever. I'll
That's
clean this up,
good.
Love. And then I would just scrape as much as I can off, put it in the bin, and then I'd drive home without you.
Would you?
And I'd turn my phone off. And when you eventually got home that night from a taxi that you probably shat as well, I'd say... Serves you right. Never shit in my car again. You dirty, dirty.
Right, this is hilarious.
Fanny brushing minger.
You see all of this. You wouldn't. You would never do that in a million years.
I definitely would clean it.
No,
the difference is between me and you, though, you would sit in it on the way home and leave it. I'd have to clean it because you'd be like, well, I'll leave it there then. And you'd sit in it. You'd nest on it. You'd nest on it like a bird.
Honestly, I'd like to put me out. I don't think I'd shit myself.
Well. Jury's out.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Just a little warning to anyone eating.
Love
just
these.
Just put it out there, right?
Love these.
Yeah, our tolerance is so high. Do you know that?
Oh.
People are like, you don't sound affected. I'm not. I could talk about this stuff all day. Like
visually, I am. We were watching The Last of Us the other day and I was eating some chicken and the mold came out of the guy's mouth and I was like, oh, and I couldn't finish. Did you notice I left a bit of chicken? I couldn't finish the chicken.
I was watching I was eating my dinner and watching a series on Channel 4 that my mum said was good. It's about the Baines murders or something.
You and your mum. I mean, The Last of Us is fiction, fantasy,
yeah,
sci-fi, if you will. But the recommendations, you and your mum. I watched a good thing the other day. Did you, mum? What was it? It was about this murder, and he murdered everyone, and it was all the murders, and then he went to prison, and he murdered in prison, and his family murdered. I was crying my eyes out. Was it good? It was brilliant.
Have you ever seen my mum's Netflix page?
It's your mum's list. It's the grimmest thing. It's the grimmest
and
thing.
I thought
it's like she's a researcher for real crime podcasts.
Well, I thought that her Netflix was like broke or something because I was like, mum, where's is it cake?
Yeah,
where's like the comedies and all that?
Yeah.
She was like, well, I don't know. Where are they? And I was going, it doesn't,
the algorithm,
you're so grim. Her Netflix thinks that she's Swedish or something because she watches all of the fucking, the subtitled crime dramas. Yeah.
It's crazy.
And she's like, watch this great drama. I'm like, is it French? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, no, I don't want to. Like, I don't want. Don't get me wrong. I can watch things with subtitles. I'm not that fucking stupid.
Not everything but I watch.
Not every watch. Single thing. Nah, she will. She'll have four on the go. None of them are English. Fucking psycho. But yeah, her Netflix is grim. It's really grim.
The Al Grimm rhythm.
Al Grimm. But back to what I was saying. I was watching this.
Al Grimm with a grim.
Yeah, I was watching this drama, which I'm. Someone's just killed them all, so I'm looking for it. They're in New Zealand.
Spoiler alert.
The mam is gremming into a cup.
Gremming is spitting for anyone who's
disgusted. And then she drinks it all. Because it's like, I was eating while it was on.
Spitting
and
in
I had
cup
to turn
and
it off.
Drinking it.
She was spitting into a cup because she said she was ill. Uh-huh. And then she drank it all. It's a true story.
What, that bit? That specific bit?
Well, actually, this is what I... You know when you watch these dramas of the real life murders and it shows you the stuff? Yeah. I'm like, how do they know that happened?
I know what you mean.
It's dramatization,
it's that thing when they say something's a true story to the point of where I want to go. Someone stands up and go to the toilet. I go, right, did he go for a piss then?
Yeah.
At that point, did he go for a piss on that day at that time? Yeah. Because if he didn't, the whole thing's bollocks.
Like, how do you know this conversation happened? Because
they
deed.
I don't even want to talk about the spitting in the cup thing. I want to gloss over that straight away.
It was awful. Yeah, it stopped me eating. That's what I'm saying. I don't get that.
That's stop you eating. Oh,
and what was it? It was something. It wasn't something healthy. So I was guzzling it down. I guarantee. So this is a bit rank. Anyway, brace yourself.
Okay.
Dear Rosie and Chris, I've just been catching up in episode 198 with the police/foreskin ick. Can't
Lovely.
Remember that.
I can't remember that either. It sounds amazing.
Was the ick that their partner worked as a police officer and they had to pull people's foreskin back?
Yes. That was it. There we go. House! There we go.
Reminded me of a fucking horrific story I heard in my old job. I used to be a prison officer in a male prison. Mm. Lucky for me, being female, I did not participate in strip searches.
Great.
It's a shame. But I did hear a few horror stories.
Oh, here we go.
The one that really stuck in my mind was from a colleague, because I only read this yesterday, it's really fresh, was from a colleague who was strip searching a prisoner in the reception area. He had his penis out, in brackets it said prisoner, obviously.
I was going to say, and strip search, this is how you do it, mate. This is how you lob the old fella out. Follow me. Zip down, todger out, done.
The officer saw something poking out of his foreskin that looked like a bit of string, so asked him to roll it back, his foreskin.
Oh, man.
Well, it wasn't a bit of string. It was smeg. A thick string of smeg. Smeg is smegma, which actually I think is donkey, like cum. Smeg.
Right.
Anyway.
The words that... Sorry. I'm going to have to stop you talking here for a moment. Smegma. Grem. What? Have you been knocking... Is it because I read your jotters? You think you're 14 again and saying these disgusting stuff? So it was some kind of cheesy, solidified
knob cheese.
Discharge.
Yeah,
knob
yeah,
cheese.
Yeah.
Let's
nothing
go with
to do
cheese.
With the brand of fridges that people enjoy.
Can I just say... I mean, when someone from a distance is spotting your knob cheese hanging out,
it's bad, isn't
it's
it?
It's time to sort out your personal hygiene.
Yeah.
When your knob cheese is looking like a bit of spaghetti,
your knob is not self-cleaning.
Spotted from afar. Oh.
Right. So, well, anyway, a thick string of smeg. So he's rolled it back.
That's horrendous. Oh, it's just me, monkey knob cheese. Oh, no problem then. He's not a danger.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Rolls it back. So the dong crust falls to the floor.
Don crust's fantastic.
It's on the floor now.
Don crust's amazing.
Smeg, yeah.
I'm
yeah.
having that all day.
Because
Don
it's prison.
This episode's called Don Crust. That's it.
There you go. Ding dong. Yeah. The crust is gone. Because it's prison, it's not immediately cleaned up.
Of course not.
Because it's prison.
Of course
right?
not.
Later on in the same search area, another prisoner decides to kick off and fight with the staff. One of the officers ends up lying on the ground to restrain him. And when he gets back up, the smeg is on his cheek. And they've signed off by saying, I agree with you, Chris. The media needs to hurry the fuck up.
Oh, yeah. Fuck me. On his cheek.
Oh,
God.
No.
Oh, you'd be gutted. It's Why so did they gutted. Clean it? Because it's prison again.
Don't be coming to this prison breaking them rules thinking you're going to be in the height of luxury.
Does anyone want to clean that smeg up? This is a prison. We're going to leave that smeg there. On his cheek.
On his cheek.
Heavens above.
Horrible, isn't it?
Oh, man.
You'd be so devastated. Do you think they told him?
Well, yeah, he probably knew.
Right.
Yeah.
What's his new nickname?
Cheese Meg.
What? Cheese Meg.
Cheese Meg.
I feel like it's face crust.
Face crust. Smeg cheek.
Something like that. If Smeg are listening, you can still sponsor the podcast.
Yeah, of course you can.
We're free advertising this, isn't it? How many times have we said Smeg?
You're welcome.
Yeah. As always, thank you so much for listening to us two rabbit on about utter shite. We love you. And this podcast, Shagmar Annoyed, is part of the Acast Creator Network.
It is. Thank you so much for listening. We try not to over-egg the pudding, but we really, really do. Really appreciate you listening. Thank you. And we really appreciate all that.
That's a weird one, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Just sound stupid.
That phrase.
Over-egg the pudding.
At least I used it in the right fucking place.
I once put 7 eggs in a cake. Right. My friends will never let me forget that.
Right.
I made it for someone's
birthday.
It must
have been like a big fucking omelette.
I copied it from an American recipe.
7 eggs?
For a while, I got called 7 eggs.
Why is this on the outro? Right. Why is this on the outro?
Shall I ring Steph to ask
seven
her?
Eggs.
You don't
no, this
it.
Is the outro. We okay. can't do this. This is 7 eggs.
We'll talk about it next week.
Brilliant. Look forward to that. And please vote on the National Comedy Awards. Just Google National Comedy Awards and go through the categories. Skip all the other ones. Just Best Entertainment Show. And Best Comedy Podcast, that's us. Thank you so much. Don't really
Thanks, guys.
Love from all. There's some great stuff there. Thank you very much indeed. Bye. We love you. Bye.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.